WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, life throws some curveballs, right? Sometimes those curveballs feel like a fastball straight to the face. It could be a betrayal by a friend, a hurtful comment from a loved one, or even just a frustrating situation that leaves you feeling angry and resentful. But today, we're tackling something super powerful. Forgiveness. And trust me, it's not about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and bitterness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness easier said than done, right? Absolutely. It takes guts, honesty, and a whole lot of self-awareness. But let me tell you, the rewards are worth every ounce of effort. First things first, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Yeah, it's that toxic. That anger and resentment, they eat away at your insides, making you feel stressed, anxious, and even physically unwell. So, forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you taking back control of your own peace of mind. Second, think about it this way. Everyone messes up. We all have our flaws, we all make mistakes. Holding on to anger over someone else's imperfection is like refusing to enjoy a delicious meal because one ingredient isn't perfectly aligned with your taste buds. It's just not worth the sacrifice. Third, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means acknowledging what happened, understanding it even if it hurts, and choosing to let go of the negative emotions attached to it. Think of it like this. You're not erasing the past, you're simply shifting your perspective on it. You're learning from it, growing from it, and moving forward with greater wisdom. Fourth, forgiveness is a superpower. When you choose to forgive, you break free from the cycle of pain and anger that can trap us for so long. It opens the door to compassion, empathy, and understanding qualities that make you a stronger, more resilient person. You become less reactive and more able to navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. Finally, remember this. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and times when it feels impossible. But keep practicing, keep showing yourself compassion, and never give up on the power of letting go. Okay, here's a real-life scenario that might hit close to home. Imagine you have this friend who consistently bails on plans or forgets important dates. You've tried talking about it, but nothing really changes. It's starting to wear you down, making you feel resentful and even a little hurt. You might be tempted to distance yourself from them or even harbor anger towards them. But what if, instead of letting those negative feelings fester, you practice forgiveness? What if you acknowledged their actions, understood that they may have their own struggles, and chose to let go of the bitterness? This doesn't mean condoning their behavior, it just means freeing yourself from the emotional burden of constantly holding on to anger. You can still set healthy boundaries and communicate your needs clearly while extending forgiveness. This allows you to maintain a positive relationship without sacrificing your own well-being. So how do we make this happen? Remember, forgiveness is a choice, and it's a powerful one. It's about taking control of your emotions, releasing the past, and creating space for peace and joy in your life. Think about that situation with your friend, maybe even write down what happened and how it made you feel. Then, try to see things from their perspective. Could they be dealing with something stressful? Are they just oblivious to how their actions impact you? Finally, take a deep breath and choose forgiveness. It might not be easy, but the rewards are immense. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't about being weak or letting people walk all over you. It's about strength, the strength to let go of what no longer serves us and create space for something better. So, take a stand against bitterness, choose forgiveness, and unlock your own inner peace. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of letting go. You know that friend who always carries around a chip on their shoulder? This one's for them. Until next time, keep forging your mental fortitude. I believe in you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.